his resume speaks for itself. He just seems to get better and better every fight. And, you know, his lack of amateur experience, he's making up for that by fighting good opponents. And I had respect for Dillian before I got involved with Dillian. Once I got involved with Dillian, you know, I did speak to him about changing certain things here and there. And, you know, he's done everything that I've asked him to do. I told him it would make him a better fighter. You know, especially when these big fights are coming now, you know, his dream is to be a world champion. I really want that for him. But, you know, honestly, Dillian can do a bit of everything. And I think all these other heavyweights know that he's a real danger. And we'll see what happens next.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. The thing is this for me, it's an obvious question. It's a simple question. We know Dillian is a warrior, warrior heart. I had an amazing interview with him recently for DAZN out in Portugal, Xavier, and he outlined in that, because of what he's been through in his life, and this is what's so inspirational about Dillian, he can face a defeat, he can face a knockout to your Povetkins, and the next day he's absolutely fine again because of what he's been through in life. Like, boxing is not a problem. When he looks back on the way his life's been, he is testament to survival as a human being. But the big question for me is, if this fight does get made against Tyson Fury, in my view, he's up against the number one in the world. How do you beat Tyson Fury if you're Dillian White?
I think Dillian should do exactly what he's always been doing. You know, Dillian's got a lot of skills, which a lot of people haven't even seen yet. You know, he's got a fantastic jab. His body punching is the best in the division. You know, his counter punching, to me, is the best in the division. There's a lot of things that Dillian could do really well. I rate Tyson, very good boxer. You know, he's become a little bit more aggressive now. And obviously, there's this talk now that he's become this puncher. He's not. He's just a very good boxer. And he found a very good dance partner. But he's beaten Klitschko, he's beaten Wilder. You have to give him that respect. And at the moment, because of the position he holds, you have to say he's number one. But Dillian is right there, and he's ready to go, and he's done everything a fighter should do to get ready for an opportunity like this. And hopefully the WBC do the right thing, and we get the chance to showcase all the skills that he has.
But do you think he out-jabs Tyson Fury then?
Well, Dillian can jab with anybody. A lot of the guys that Tyson Fury's boxed don't have a jab as good as Dillian White's. You know, like I said, I don't want to discredit any fighter because I love boxing. I don't like to do that. I just know what I've got. And Dillian can beat any of these guys, any of them. You know, he's got a very, very strong team around him. And remember, Dillian's very hungry. I mean, you know, he hasn't had what the others have had yet. He hasn't had a chance to fight for a world title or win a world title. A very hungry fighter, very dangerous fighter. So, yeah, of course, I'm extremely confident. That's the fight that I want.
Xavier, as well as obviously getting Dillian in the right technical place for a fight like this with Tyson Fury, is probably even more important the mental side of this, because a fight with Tyson Fury, it's about keeping that cool head in there. There's going to be moments in there where Tyson's going to have success. That's just the way certain fights go at the very, very elite level. It's about staying calm, staying patient, because a moment will arise where Dillian can do what Dillian does best.
Yeah, and with Dillian, you know, we all know, I don't have to tell you guys this, he's a very, you know, strong-minded individual. At those moments in the fight where Dillian needs to do something else, he doesn't need anyone to tell him to do that. You know, a lot of the times I choose to train fighters for me with, you know, the grit and the heart and determination, the skill I can teach. I've been teaching boxing for over 20 years, spent years in the amateurs. But for me, it's always about the character of the fighter. Yeah. Dillian's got that in abundance. You know, the guy is just ready to go. You know, and no one at this moment in time who hasn't boxed for a world title is more ready than Dillian.
No, I agree. He's a very dangerous opponent. I think it's a fantastic fight. I think he's a very dangerous opponent for Tyson Fury. And Dillian always poses those threats. What do you think is, what do you feel from your perspective, from the team's perspective? We were talking about it before you came on air. Where does this fight take place if it's March? Does it go to Cardiff? Is it big enough to be in the Millennium Stadium? Does it go to the O2 Arena? Would you be prepared to go Should we all be going to Las Vegas for this fight and make it a great occasion there? Where should it go, in your view?
I think this is an opportunity for us to have a massive fight in the UK. You know, this will sell out any arena to me. Cardiff, great suggestion. You know, we need an arena that's big enough for this kind of fight. This fight's massive. You know, we want to do this in the UK. You know, we didn't get, you know, the Joshua and the Fury fight in the UK. You know, there was talks of one of the fighters always wanted to fight in America, which is usually Tyson Fury. I know the demographic is massive over there. I understand that. But we've got a chance to do something really big in the UK and make history. And that's really what we want to do. I don't blame Dillian for wanting to have the fight in the UK. But believe me, we will go where necessary to go and get that shot.